I'll let you introduce the podcast and do your thing.
I mean, yeah, we're live. There's no intro. All
right, no, straight to it, bro. We're all no jump. I'm gonna play this for you. Or actually, I'll let you press play.
What was this though?
These are all random video clips that I always just, like I said, they just in my camera roll. My camera roll is a crazy place. So I just,
what would you compare it to?
My camera roll is that's a good question. My camera roll is comparable to a void in space itself, bro.
But as far as you go,
no, as far as it goes, it has everything in it, bro. Everything in it. Yeah. Almost like a black hole. Anything and everything can get sucked into that camera roll.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, let's play. All
right, cool.
Stop on that speaker. Put this thing on speaker. We recording.
Why do you like drama? Yeah. I don't like the sound.
I'm trying to smoke with you. Us? We never smoke with you.
Thank God for the music, bro.
I think I recognize this.
That spot?
Yeah.
It was in a different city.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Florida still.
I thought that was by the basketball court at the old apartment.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. The old apartment you stayed at.
Yeah.
I've
been back there.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You see
what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Your first raw
thank God for the music.
Yeah.
But my initial thought is like, damn, I sound like I had real conflict. Like I sound harsh, and I don't like that sound that's coming out from me to my family. So it's a little bit embarrassing hearing that. Like I wanna cover it up, like shit. that's my thought. What about you, man?
So I think that part especially,
because that was taken here.
Special.
It didn't look special. As good, but
it's special. And mind you, this is just the like, you know, this is raw.
Yeah.
Like the rough draft. I'm gonna do some stuff to the audio. It's still, right? But
what is it capturing?
That good question, bro. That it's capturing what we're all afraid of.
Which is
Friction. So many of us walk through life trying to avoid friction.
But isn't it a means to a certain end? And I'd like to say something good. Like I don't say fire, but I'd say light. But it's still come from friction. Isn't it the reason for the fear is to not knowing that can come out of it? Because I didn't grow up in a family where that was normal for us. Like I never heard my parents argue, maybe one time, you know?
Yeah.
So when I got with my relationship, there was things that I should have talked to her, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I probably would have been a lot healthier within
you. You probably would have let it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was what this was like, almost like, I don't know to say like was about, but it was like
unraveling.
Yeah, me kind of realizing things that maybe not normal or good for us. I mean, I'm talking like our culture. I don't want to say black people, like the Haitians that grew up in the 1930s, 40s, maybe 50s, that seeing like dictatorship and some of those guys, like I think my folks, they both came from the countryside, not the city. I was born in the city, but my dad came from northern Haiti, my mom southern Haiti. Mm-hmm. So
you know when I hear that, I do hear a lot of first off, I want to say my definition of beautiful. Let me just say this. My definition of beautiful
which is what?
Is yin and yang. It's pretty. It's the good and the bad. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can't just have the good and call it beautiful. In my eyes, I see the both ends and the gray in between them as what is truly beautiful is that gray.
It's silver lining.
White. Yeah.
You seen the movie? It's silver lining.
You know what I mean? So the thing about this that strikes me as so beautiful is because every day, most of us,
I was going to hell, but I'm not gonna lie.
And I'm gonna ask you about that. That's what I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask you about that. But every day we seem to hide the hell that we're going through.
How do you deal with that? Do you have things that
I work. I've been lucky enough.
But me too. I worked. You know what I'm saying?
No. Not like regular work is what I'm talking about. I've been lucky enough to be find. I have a lot of passions. I found a lot of passions in my life. The first one I found was basketball. Second one, music. Third one, woodworking, art. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I've dibble dabbled in mechanics and stuff like that. So there's so many things. That I can always just put my, if I'm angry or if I'm really in a certain type of mood, I put it into the work. I let it off me. I take it off my shoulders and put it into my work. And as you can see, some of that came out because that's also a video editing is one of those things that I was, you know what I mean? Yeah. Making these videos is also another thing. Dude. So you can see where I was at when I made this, and I want to ask, that pressure that you had that was coming off in that audio clip, where was that pressure? Why was that pressure, and like where was it coming from?
I think just like you said, I had these things that I would do whenever I was not as successful into doing something. But it got to the point where those things wasn't taking my energy. Like, basketball wasn't giving me the feedback for wellness for these. Somebody called it, how do you call that? Damn, I can't find the word. When, what the hell do you call that? When generational curses, you would say. Yeah, and I didn't really know about those things as a reality, because I didn't feel like I fit in the stereotypes, nor did I see the world as such. But I did deal at the old house. I did deal with, like, being in spaces with you know, my friends, you know, people that I've trusted all my adult life, and was dealing with myself and the overwhelming pressure to be successful as a quality of being, but not in reality, because I was dealing with a separation and I wasn't looking at myself as a successful person. But then I was in a space that I guess I should have been comfortable in, but deep down I wasn't. I wasn't comfortable with living the family life, then to be in a almost in a college dorm atmosphere. And when I try to fit in, I just wasn't. And then I started doubting myself as what success for, you know, as a person was supposed to be. Like, the feedback, like, I'm looking in the mirror and deep down inside myself, I'm like, yeah, it is. That's not how I should be feeling. But then when being with, you know, us, like Eddie, Ralph, and DJ, and then here I am now trying to fit in with just us being bachelors. But I wasn't a bachelor. I have a daughter. I know I took a path that I wasn't happy in, but the subsequence or alternate path with choosing to be alone, but sharing now my life with my friends instead of my woman and child, brought a lot of just darkness or deception.
Mixed the pot a little bit on the inside.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it, and I don't like to say it like this, but a lot of it was like me trying to be this guy that's comfortable in my own skin, and I just wasn't. And any little thing started to like cause like severe like
friction.
Yeah, oh, I'm gonna say insecurity, but friction is a good word, because then I'm like, okay, like it's almost like trying to be someone I wasn't, and that's when I started working out, like lifting weights, and I would smoke. I'll go to work, I'll smoke, and I'll lift weights, which kind of helped my thinking. And then I started saying that I needed a new normal. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to get with, how do you call that? Like a daily
routine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before it was, you know, taking little daycare, dropping Lisa to work, and then me going to work, and then me coming back home. I walk the dog, and I watch Family Guy with my daughter. Then now the new friction, the new normal started to be, I come from work, the expectations that I had in my mind to be happy, which before was being a father and a husband, now ought to be there for my family. Now being coming home to do what? Like, watch, like, you, the priorities just just wasn't evening out, and the fucked up part is that I wasn't happy in either way. But deep down, I knew if I had to choose, the choice would have been the first one. If I had to pick the
why do you think the first one?
Well, I mean, being a father, you know, being like having a relationship with my daughter to make sure she's happy, because that's what was bothering me the most, just not knowing how she would deal with the adjustment of me not seeing me every night anymore. Those things really, really bothered me. And what fucked me up the most is that no one in the house could, like, help me understand why. All the DJ was like, yo, it's gonna be tough to make that change. But being in the house and the things I was doing, or I thought that I needed to do to recover, just my body wasn't fucking with it. Like getting more girls, for example, just wasn't it. Like, you know, or trying to fit in just wasn't it. But before that, when I was at home, I would be out downtown just trying to vibe out. So eventually, I just started not fitting in within my own self. And the clip is like the shit hitting the fan. Me saying like, damn, I lost everything. Not just emotionally, but now, like, I had a new baby on the way. I just started seeing the world very differently, and that was just raw. Emotion or conversation, things that I think we needed to at least break to in the family. They probably won't agree with me, but like you said, being raw sometimes is not the most, you could find beauty in it if you understand it could lead to betterment, but not people from our culture don't always see it that way.
You know, that's being raw is necessary, because if you don't have the healthy way of being raw, if you're not allowed to be raw, if you don't have a space to be raw with some of the people that you love and express that side of yourself in a healthy way,
yeah,
it's gonna come out.
Stress, you start looking
right,
bad scan, all type
it's of, gonna find its way.
People build different habits that leads to destructions, and then those things they had from their families, mm-hmm, and then you mm-hmm. sit with the person and mm-hmm. fill the void. And
talk about it. Talk about the Haitian culture, bro. You know, our culture isn't yeah. really into and, being vulnerable.
And black, like blacks in general.
Yeah, I think Haitians is on steroids when it comes to this type of stuff. Like it's hard to, it's not like you have a conversation like this every day.
No.
You don't. No. There's no one's here to listen to it.
But you know what it is too? That is true. But the second part is like things that makes us I'm gonna use the word insecure. Mm-hmm. Things that we just not things maybe we didn't really choose, because there's mistakes that we make in our lives that are like we made the mistake, and mm-hmm. and our consciousness knowing that we may not live well with those mistakes. But there's the divine I don't know the word, but like
choosing,
yeah, it could be that too, like me being black, for example, that's not my mistake, but that I was birthed with that as a negativity or a stigma that could bring its own insecurity in the world. And and being accepting things that I initially couldn't, like things that made me feel less of a person dealing with a woman. Usually it's just typically that, you know, like a person does something that violates your trust, mm-hmm. that makes you maybe not ever want to revisit those things, because inside there's not any healing. Yeah. I was the guy that wouldn't deal with it. Now, just having gone through so many lows that I had no choice but to at least start telling myself certain truths, that I started to realize that I couldn't avoid myself, which is healthy, which is a lot healthier. And from there, the same things that's handed down divinely, I started to accept and understand the bigger connection. But yeah, those mistakes, man.
That's crazy, bro. I want to take the opportunity to let you know, man, your story has and is continuously just helping me out.
And I'd like to say our story.
Our story.
Yeah. Because honestly, bro, like we all in our lives for a reason. I remember earlier I was watching something. John Cena. And I'm like, damn, John Cena used to have a certain style about him that made him popular. And I remember back in middle school how, like, if I had a jersey that didn't have the NBA logo, it would mean that I'm not authentic. Or if I didn't have like the best pair of shoes, and gradually the bars to be authentic changed, and I wasn't. I guess I didn't really see the change happening to like, what is it now?
Change with the flow.
Yeah.
The ever changing flow of this whole thing. Yeah, man. But you're right. It's not your story, it's our story. I'm so happy to be a part of it, man.
Because I could wait to hear your story, you know, like.
And that's why I'm gonna start putting it out. That's why I'm gonna start putting it out.
That's what this entire thing is about. It's all of us almost having similar nights, maybe not on the same day. Yeah. And then to be able to, I guess, find relation in those things, and then maybe we can find the deeper connections, and that can heal a group of people, a country, and the world. You know?
It's crazy, bro. Man, I consider you the most passionate person that I know.
Oh, man. Really? Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's
appreciate that.
Been no one else quite like you when it comes to just that word in particular. If I was to describe you in one word.
We're a special group, man. And
it's passion.
And I'll say this. I remember being out with you and you knowing that I was going through something difficult, you didn't make me feel like I had to be a certain way to be myself. Junior was like, yo, boy, you might want to focus on not chasing more problems and trying to deal with what you already have. And I was like, all right, that's how I'm feeling. But it like the pressure to just trying to be this I don't know, man, just this party animal or this guy that wants something. I don't know, but that's real right there, because I'm telling you, Junior, but I've been around, a lot of people, and we as people are not always so accepting of our duties and our lives and the things that we've endured and the things that we may have to do, and sometimes we don't know. So when you have someone that can remind you that, yeah, you're doing the right thing, then it makes you feel like good. I wasn't sure anyway, like thank God. God will have to do this, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So thank you, because that's how you know, man.
I remember going out with you.
Should I stop recording?
No.
I'm like, this.
I remember going out. I remember you had your hair grow back quickly, bro. Or it feels like it grow back.
Yeah,
quickly.
It feels like it.
Feels like it, but you had went bald because you had long hair just like this. And you had went bald, right?
Yeah, bro. I caught myself doing like in the midst of trying to figure shit out, I started like doing things that I wouldn't be doing if I was like in my right mind. Mm-hmm. And then I started like putting color in my hair, and I'm like, damn, I have a new baby in the way. It's probably not the way. That's probably not the turn for me to take. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, all right, start over.
It was interesting times for me because.
Yeah, that's before COVID, right?
Oh yeah, that's before COVID. I'll show you a picture.
But how you doing now?
I'm doing fine, bro. I'm doing well. But when I say I truly think of you as a genius, bro. It's not a joke. It's not a game.
But guess what? I can't do that.
You inspire it.
I mean, thank you.
You know what I mean? Like it's not simple to. But let me show. Hold on. Let me look for this real quick. And see if you remember this night. You remember this?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, look at how bad it is. We had a good night.
Yeah, went downtown.
You have a beautiful
right?
smile, man.
Yeah, we had went downtown and we It was cold, just like it was a cold night, just like this. We went downtown.
You had some people.
We had met up with a couple people downtown and whatnot.
Some people that you know.
But it wasn't like we stayed with them. We just ended up just drinking and having fun.
And I have a story to tell about that. That what you just explained, that's like a bad habit that I've had. I wouldn't do that now.
I wouldn't do that now, bro.
You know, like, I would not, bro.
But the thing about that time period for me is that I felt, because I see you guys as my brothers, right?
Yeah.
And it was tough for me to hear you was going through such tough times. It was hard for me to hear about it, and it's especially hard for me to hear about it and feel like I'm missing in action. I'm not even there for my boy.
But I think you was, bro.
So every time I came back, I tried to make a effort to.
Yeah, I think you know. I think you was. I think.
Talk to you.
I think even before that, we had like a conversation and.
Basketball court.
We went.
I felt like those conversations helped.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking there's not a greater thing you can do for someone that's confused to reassure just by you being honest about yourself. Because most people don't, it's difficult for a lot of people to be honest with themselves, let alone be honest about themselves, for someone else to not feel so out of frame, because chances are we're dealing with some of the exact same things. So thank you. It's a reflection of you, because that right there, like it's like being paranoid and somebody's like,
don't worry about it. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
And man, it's very true, bro. I know exactly how you felt, bro. When I say, look, it's hard for me to. It's hard, bro, because
to do what?
I'm very honest.
Yeah.
I'm very honest. And it's hard for me to say, but you rival my ambition level.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
I think you're one of the toughest basketball players I've played against.
Yeah. You don't, like, bro, I'm telling you, my ambition level, I feel like it's unnatural. I have deep ambition, drive. You know, I want so much.
Yeah.
But I see that you want so much too. You want it so much too. The thing I learned and the thing that I realized, though, because they say smart people learn from their mistakes, wise people learn from others.
That's true.
And I watch you go through what you was going through, and I realized that having that deep of an ambition can be
a
curse.
Yeah, that's true.
At the same time.
That's true.
I was going through I'm gonna show you some other stuff.
Yeah, what you just said is so real, but like we could have like a 5-hour conversation.
I was going through some real times myself. Like we just said, I didn't let it out. I just was holding on to it. And I felt like I was going down the same path. That's why I'm saying, like,
It probably was.
It's just very interesting to me to feel like I'm I don't know. But there was a moment where I'm going to play this for you.
But did you feel resolved, though?
Well, this is me having to let it out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's loading now, but this was me kind of... It like I said, if you don't let it out in a healthy way, it's just gonna come out. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And
but do you think a lot of it has to do with things that we may have done that we may not fully feel? What's the word? I don't want to say happy.
Proud?
Yeah, proud, bro. And
I think it has to do with lack of understanding.
And some of it, you know how we started with saying darkness? Mm-hmm. Some of it is dark and not unauthentic or on purpose. It's just some of it is just
it is what it is.
Yeah, some of it is what it is.
It is what it is. And
what were you doing?
I found myself on my couch. I was playing around with some of my musical toys and I was freestyling. I ended up.
That's down in Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've dealt with your own, like you just said, your own darkness.
Bro.
Do you feel better now? Like.
Yes, and the reason why is because I realized.
Thank God, you know.
I realized that, and like you were just asking me, I think it has to do with understanding the word, right? Because you go through your childhood and you somehow start to grow up and you somehow think that growing up is simultaneous or synonymous with understanding. Like as more, the more older I get, the more I understand life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realize that's fucking bullshit. That's outrageously not the truth.
A lot of it. That's what you heard. That's what you heard in the clip that we played. That's me saying, whoa, what the fuck, y'all?
Right, like, this ain't what, you know. And the thing is, what I realized, and this is the reason. Right here,
No, you could talk.
The reason why it's the word understanding is because you realize that, or what I realized, what made me feel I'm much better now than ever, mm-hmm. was that it's not meant to be understood. Life is not meant to be understood. Life is a dance.
You know what I think?
Life is a game. It's art.
I think you're right. And I'm going to say the maybe the magical part or the divinity part of it is to be able to understand that part of it, that about it.
Understand, like, that you should not understand. Like I really realize that I'm one human being in this world. I have one brain. I have one life. And I wasn't put here to try to explain everything and understand everything and be able to this, that. I was put here to live it out, enjoy it, find my way in it, and exist in it.
Yeah.
Without the need to understand what everything is. Once I let go of the pressures of trying to understand it, now I get to be in complete reaction to the universe.
What?
Universe allows me to play the game with it as much as it's playing the game with me.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a dance between the two of us now, instead of me trying to control it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, we'll never understand the ocean.
Right.
Know why it's salty. Know the space and the evolution leading to it. Yeah. But we may be able to understand love and family and brotherhood and And the reason why the sun shine, or the reasons why we see all the stars at night, or the reason why flowers have a candid scent, and that's the artistic part of it. And the magical beings that we are is to become in sync with that greater understanding, in which logically we won't be able to. And I think that's what science does. Science explains it to.
There's something about transcendental meditation that they teach you.
That's good right there.
You know?
But you just hit it. Is it? That's the word right there.
It's all about being one.
Yeah.
It's all about calming your mind down, clearing that space in between your ears, and allowing yourself to feel
centered
and balanced. And in order to do that, and when you actually do exactly that, you realize there's no borders between you and the chair and the rocks over there, the grass, the wind, the earth. And that is when you are really in sync with this universe. That is when you're really dancing at that moment.
And you know what?
You're not sitting there trying to understand everything, you know? You're not like.
But you can at least be optimistic about it.
It's not even that. It's like you start to, you just appreciate everything instead of understanding it. Why is that rock shaped that? No,
but
I appreciate why the rock. You know what I mean? I appreciate the smell. I appreciate the feeling.
Transitional meditation.
I'm grateful for all of it. All of these things that I don't need to understand, I'm grateful for. My relationships, I'm grateful for.
You.
The people in my life, I'm grateful for. The good ones, the bad ones, I don't care. I'm grateful for all of them. They don't need to be understood.
No.
I'm one. I'm centered. I'm here. I'm dancing with the universe. This is my dance.
And that's dope.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get lost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a perfect thing. It's hard.
And if
it's
you
easier
do,
easier said than done.
And if you do, know that I have a part of your story that I can tell about you. And know that the same with you. And know that the same with everyone else that's in our lives. I was saying that to someone that there was a time where I felt like I was gonna get left behind, and you know, when I guess the selfish way of thinking or the fearful way of thinking is to think that somehow I'm gonna end, and the voice in my head won't be able to tell me about what I should be doing or what I'm going to do. And now I can rest knowing that, well, if I can tell myself, well, there's Junior, there's DJ, there's Dimitri, and there's all these people that we've all shared lives with, that is significant to who we are.
You know, geniuses are notoriously misunderstood. And one thing about what you just said just now is there's no way that you have me sitting next to you. If you have someone like me on your team, I'll speak for myself, but I know many of the other guys are the same way.
Yeah. That's what
I'm going to make sure. If I'm here, my fucking nigga right here is with me. If I take two steps forward, guess where my nigga is at? Two steps forward with me. There's no way, and especially with the direction that I'm going, I feel like I'm gonna end up and whatnot. I have a good feeling about life. Yeah. I am optimistic about it. Yes. And guess what? I plan on giving people their roses while they can still smell it. And well, you my friend, man, deserve your roses, man.
Thank you, man.
You very much. But he's some of the best. You've changed my life, bro.
Really?
You've changed my life, bro. So
we need to talk about that a little bit more of recording.
Right.
Maybe
right,
just
right.
Like smoking.
No, I wanted to be here. I wanted to be here because, like you said, the vulnerable part is not a part that people get a chance to experience. There's somebody going through the same thing, and it might, this conversation, all these things that it's meant to stir up and get them to think about things in a little different, like see that they're not going through these issues alone.
Yeah.
By themselves.
And I had a similar experience with DJ. I remember staying in the apartment on my own, right? And DJ was in Orlando for about a week. And I had started hanging out with Angelo and Dimitri and Beda. And I was still conflicted on, like, should I be doing this or that?
Mm-hmm.
And while DJ was at the house, and DJ was like, man, now I'm realizing how important it is to be a good to be a good I don't want to say boyfriend, but to be a good boyfriend to his woman, and to know that she feels she has emotions, and
yeah,
and that's how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. But him confirming that was like, okay, you know.
I recall DJ. Yeah, DJ.
When
he was talking about his girl, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're saying sounds legit because he when I was talking to DJ, last time I talked to him about everything that's going on, he sounded like he had
empathy.
Really,
now.
Yeah, he was really empathetical to what happened to him in his situation too. In a way that I didn't think DJ would, and I see, like, if you're saying that y'all made a connection at that point, then I can understand why he now, yeah, I can see. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yep. So,
and here's better news: Mackenzie now has
two
kids. I have two kids. Lovinsky got one. Alan got three girls. And when we do what we used to do when we all come together, now all our kids are gonna grow up as just like a bunch of family friends. Yeah. And here you have it, hopefully, man. It's the tree of life. Yeah, that's the silver lining and all that. But yeah, I struggled with trying to be this guy that wasn't caught up and things that I didn't want for myself, and I had to realize that's not how life is drawn. Life has certain bottom lines for us, and those things that we may not think when we are young, those are the things that makes us old when we realized
it. Yeah, I like it.
It's those things, and once we realize them, we'll become free. Then we're not gonna care about having 5-10 kids because we're supposed to, and then all our friends are gonna do the same thing, and our kids are gonna do the same thing, and then our culture will flourish, and our people will be healed, and whatever happened in the past will be rendered to. And the reasons behind it may not be accepting or acceptance or loving hip hop, but If you put spirituality into it, you could see the holy wars and the things that unfolded over the past century or two centuries, and we just the consequences of that, and our people didn't have the best outcome psychologically, but physically we didn't do a lot of shit. And I think being supreme and evolved is to be able to recognize mistakes and to be able to make up for those things. And that's a call out for the whole world, I would think, to be able to become as one and to not say, oh, it's this guy's fault, or it's those guys' fault, or it's this guy's, but to see the big picture on how we got from that side of the world to this side of the world, and how young we were to think that being meek-filled or being humbled by life already was a bad thing in comparative to what's the word, advanced life, but advancement and comfortability and technology. And for us, it's in culture and slavery and help, but like the men that raised us, those are the straight people.
Look, and I wanna end it on this. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you.
But I wanna add, we're gonna have more time to say all of that.
Oh no, for sure. But I appreciate that. For sure, for sure.
That's gonna be our entire lives, man.
Specifically, I appreciate you even fucking with the art, bro. Because I know that's not the easiest. That's very vulnerable art. Yeah, that's there right there. And for you to be supportive of it, that means a lot to me, because it's I think it's needed. I think it's needed, man.
Yeah, man. It's
truly beautiful to me. So I want to say thank you, bro. And I appreciate it.
Until we meet again.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. Appreciate it.